Broad daylight in North York and Camilla.
He got killed.
This is the only thing you know.
Imagine sirens blaring, gunshots firing, and the sounds of gang fights right in your own backyard. Some people would not dare walk down the streets of what is known as a modern-day jungle. But for some people, this is just everyday life.
You're a kid growing up in Jane and Finch. You're not aware of like the stigma that's attached to it because, I mean, this is your element. So this is the only thing you know. And it's only when you grow up and when you're older and you interact with other people outside of the neighborhood, you realize that, oh yeah, their lifestyle is actually quite different.
Paul Nguyen has lived in Jane and Finch for 25 years. Although he has had a good childhood, Paul recognizes that crime is just what the neighborhood is notorious for.
You heard of the saying, if it bleeds, it leads. News, they're not interested in anything positive because people don't tune in for that stuff. So they have to have the bloodshed and the crime and the craziness. And that's just an unfortunate reality. You can't really blame the newsmakers. The viewers, the people who are consuming the media, are to blame as well. So if they're just interested in the mayhem, then that's what the news is going to produce.
Paul is the creator of JaneandFinch.com. A website that aims at fighting negative stereotypes.
Jane Finch is in the news often, but for the wrong things. And if we have a central place like the website, you know, maybe 10 years or 5 years down the road, people, just a fan or somebody who's interested in Jane and Finch, or even just a local just someone who moved here, and they can Google that up, and then they'll find that there's a lot of resources on the area. I mean, one of the reasons I started the website because there were no resources. I Googled Jane Finch and I seen this shooting, that. And I realized there's nothing positive about it, so I decided to start the website.
Blow Up Entertainment. Buckley, what up? I see you. JaneFinch.com. One way out.
Now Paul is 28, and as he grows and becomes more aware of the world around him, his feelings seem to change.
One chance to live the life that ain't surrounded by pain. One day they'll hear my voice and understand what I'm saying.
Now I'm scared. I'm 30 years old. Because, yeah, the media hype does get drilled into your head. But when I was a kid, you know, like 10 years old, I remember I used to steal quarters from my parents. And then I walked down to the arcade, and it was like a really shady place. It was underground, and they had like pool table, billiards. But I was like a kid, and I was playing Street Fighter 1, and that was like probably the late 80s. And I had no sense of fear or anything. But I think when you grow up, you start buying into it. Or you're basically, when you're exposed to the news, then the world seems like a more bleak place.
And the community.
You know, maybe there's less crime. Maybe crime is, or gun shooting deaths are going down. But still a lot of people who are just dropped out of school or can't afford to go to school, can't afford university, or, you know, can't find a job. There's a lot of things like that. And that's also, you know, that's a big problem. Not just gangs.
Although Paul is trying to change the common perception of a once very troubled neighborhood, there is a sense of camaraderie and a sense of pride that he feels is the essence of these streets.
I think because people are proud that, especially if they succeed, that, you know what, I started from the bottom, man, with nothing, you know, on the streets and like just hustling and trying to, you know, you can't just work hard in school and get by, but you got to survive and, you know, not, and you have to know like the street things. You can't just walk around the corner and maybe, you know, there might be some trouble and you have to stay out of it. So there's like a lot of different things you have to face growing up here, and it's not just getting education. There's all sorts of obstacles out there.
There's only one way out of this life, one way to change, one way from the bottom, and there's change in the game. One chance to live the life that ain't surrounded by pain. One day they'll hear my voice and understand what I'm saying. I've been a Jane Finch chain.
Well, there's effort. I don't know. It's not enough, obviously. I mean, 30 years later, we got the same problems, right? 30 years ago, it's like unemployment, police tensions, and poverty, and this and that. And 30 years later, 2010, same thing. Look around. I mean, still a lot of poor people out there, a lot of people who need help and need more resources, and a lot of kids out there need guidance. And Jane Finch is still struggling.